This is your classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and it's a Friday morning, which means it's time to catch up with John Letts. How are you doing this morning, John?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, Jordan. I've just been worried about you for the week. I think all that running around last weekend and at the footy match, and I want to get the scores, and I want to know who won, and I want to know what they raised, and the young Will Bolitho, and how'd it go?
So, well, I'll have you know, I pulled up pretty okay, and I was boundary umpiring for most of it as well, which is a lot more running than field umpiring.
Yes.
But I did okay. I wasn't too sore afterwards. It was a fantastic game, though. The South All-Stars 44, Emergency Services 43. We did try our best to get a draw, but we couldn't quite get there. And actually, to be fair, that score isn't even reflective of the game itself, because the Emergency Services, they were paired up with the local youth Aboriginal team, and they were fantastic. By all rights, if it wasn't for the umpires, they should have won it. but it was a fantastic game. $4,000 raised for Will as well, so it was a big turnout from the community to support Will.
Yeah, fabulous day, and it's great to see that you know, people got behind him, and it was great to see. You met Nick Heron up there,
the vice president.
So he was behind that a lot because of the fundraising day, which is great, and it's a you know, credit to him that he's just sort of taken it in hand and gone on with it, and we're $4,000 richer, so that's great. Mm. That's so good.
And you know, the worst part for me, John, was that. My boss, Gary Kernahan, was coaching the team that lost.
Ah, yeah.
So he let me know. Yeah.
That would be devastating for Gary.
But yeah, I'm still on there, so that means, you know, no negative repercussions for me yet.
Well, of course, if we've got some young guys, you know, living their dream now. They've got into the draft and they've been selected. So that's great with the draft for the football teams and the young players. So, you know, in the next few years, well, and as you know, Jordan, with football, it's not a matter of just this year. You have to plan ahead. It's a bit like racehorses. You know, if you buy a young horse and you think, well, he's going to develop. Well, let's just hope that, you know, that they do develop into good players. But I'm sure they will. There'll be a lot there that will.
There's a lot of coaching and money put into the AFL. And so any player that does get the chance to even just as a rookie train with an AFL club is no doubt going to do wonders for their game.
And their confidence as well, because, I mean, I was reading in the paper, and you know, about some of the young guys were hoping, sitting by the TV, hoping their number or name came up. And what a thrill it would be for them and the family, you know, to have their name or their number come up. It would just like, it'd be early Christmas present, wouldn't it?
Definitely.
Yeah. Now, we had a little bit of bad luck here through the week down here. Jordan Young, Tegan Boorham, one of our leading young riders here, she had a nasty fall at the track, and she has broken her leg. She'll be out for a while. She broke the femur, I think they call it. And that's not a good bone to... Well, no bones are good to break, that's not a good bone to break. It's just a coincidence, which sometimes we look at superstitions and coincidences, but young Tegan Moran came over from Tasmania, the trial luck here in South Australia. She's going very well. We had young Rachel Clark. She came over from Tassie. And both these young girls have been injured, and they've had to go back home. And well, let's just hope that, you know, there's some chance of them coming back. It's going to be long. It's going to be a long road for both those young girls. But it's coincidental, isn't it? You know, both from Tassie, shift to South Australia, and both have falls. And you know, and they're not just a fall that they go and break an arm or something. But you know, some of the injuries that they get now. And they can happen. Simple. There was only one horse involved. Some days you can have a horse, you can have a field, you can have a field of 10 or 12, and you'll have a fall and you won't get hurt. And then one day there'll be one horse and it happens. So, you know, it's just the luck of the draw, isn't it?
Yeah, it's unfortunate news. And maybe South Australia is just a dangerous place for Tasmanians.
Yes, it might be, yes, at the moment. Well, it looks like it is for the West Australians at the moment. The Premier doesn't want to even be here. Yeah. Now, tell me this. I spoke to some from the RSPCA this week, and they're desperately looking for donations because, as you know, they do a wonderful job. And I said, are you looking for volunteers? I said, we could use volunteers, but Claire, who's the boss there, she said, we're looking for donations more because, as you know, they do get part subsidised by the government. But I think, you know, with the RSPCA, they do a wonderful job. I know a lot of times people say, oh, they're not doing as much as we'd like, but we've got to realise a little bit too, their hands are tied when it comes to judicial side of things. They can't pass a sentence or anything, but they do a wonderful job. I spoke to them over at the Jockey Club the other day. Sejuna will be on next month on the 16th of January, which will be the Sejuna Cup, which will be great. We've got an allowance of 1,000 people there, so that should be fantastic. It'll be Friday, Saturday and Sunday will be the 3 days that will be more or less, the racing will be on the Saturday, but Friday will be the functions and Sundays will be the cool-down days. So it should be another great meeting over there. It's great to see the country circuit getting back on again too, isn't it, Jordan? Because they were the ones that were more or less missing out. The Adelaide, the Metropolitans were allowed to go ahead and the Provincials, but the countries were out. But now it's there's a tick there for Sejuna, so that's great.
Yeah, for sure. There's a lot of it was really just silence with the race meets over the last few months, considering COVID-19.
It has. Anyway, mate, we'll get on to Morpheville. I've got a few there tomorrow. We were a bit lucky. The first part of the day last week, we were a bit lucky. I think we had the first five straight. They weren't real good odds, but they actually did. They did salute the judge, so but we'll see how we go with them this week. So in race one at Morpheville, number one called Own the Night is about $2.60. Race two, number one, Winning Weather, about $2.70. Race three, number two, There's a Bear in There. Now, what a name to give a horse! There's a Bear in There. $2. I wonder where they got that name from.
Oh, it's definitely Play School, isn't it?
Yeah, I reckon it would be. Race four, Four of a Kind. Well, what about this? Is this an omen bet or what? Tell me this, Jordan. He's race four, he's number four, and he's called Four of a Kind. And he's about a $4 chance.
You know, that's got to be a sign of some sort.
You know what'll happen? He'll run fourth. Anyway, race five, mate. We go to Call Me Seamus. It's about a $10 chance. I think it's got a good chance in the race. Call Me Seamus, trained by Philip Stokes, of course. Race five, I did go through. Did I Damascus Moment? Race five is Damascus Moment. It's about a $4 chance. Call Me Seamus about $10, and then we went down to the next. Look, in race seven, I found this hard, and I want people just to take a $3 trifecta in this, and the prices are $8, $5, and $4, and the horse is number two, Star Hills, five. One More Jack, and six, Too Good, Too Hard. Now, these are three good horses, and I can't split them. So it's 8, 5, and 4 in race seven. At race eight, I like number eight, Serious Spender. Well, that's switch Christmas now, so that's another omen bet. Race nine, number five, Pearl Band. It's about $5. Serious Spender's about $6. We go over to Melbourne now. There's nothing. We've got no form on the first one in Melbourne. And I like number six, Profiteer. I haven't seen the horse. Don't know anything about the field. Race two, number six, is Still Be Friends, is $8. Race three, number four, Coolth. You wouldn't want to have a front tooth missing if you called that. It's spelled C-O-O-L-T-H, Coolth. I don't know how they got that name. It's about $3.50. Race four, number four, Miyake. Race five, number one, Presado. I think this will win. That's what I like. That's my best for Melbourne tomorrow. Race six, number seven, Evening Glory. Race seven, number 10, B Hunter. Race eight, number six, Rainbow Chief. And race nine, number five, Makaroa. I'll shoot through them very quickly for you. Jordan, race in Adelaide, race one, number one. Race two, number one. Race three, number two. Race four, number four. Race five, number six. Race six, number five. Race seven, the trifecta box it, two, five, and six. Race eight, number eight. Race nine, number five. We shoot over to Flemington. Race one, number six. Race two, number six. Race three, number four. Race four, number four. Race five, number one. Race six, number seven. Race 7, number 10. Race 8, number 6. And race 9, number 5. And they're how I see them there at the weekend, Jordan. And just very quickly, I'd like to applaud our health minister again. And I've said it a couple of times. Premier Stephen Marshall, I know you've kept in contact with Stephen. Health Minister Wade and Professor Spurrier and Police Commissioner Stevens. And look, they're doing a wonderful job. And I got a lovely letter this week from Barney McCusker, who's from down the southeast. He's an orthopaedic surgeon. And he said how they've done a great job. So they had the courage to adjust the timetable once the truth was learned. And, you know, they had that misinformation. But they did get up in front of the cameras and say, well, it was our fault, but we had the wrong information. So, you know, accolades for them.
And of course, we have, 12 days now without a new case of COVID-19. So, can't have been for nothing.
They've done a great job, haven't they? And before I go, I want you to take a boat trip for about, or a plane trip for about 3 months, go around the world and try and find another market, markets all around the world for our product. And don't worry about China.
Yes, yeah, that's the next big challenge for 2021, isn't it?
It really is. Yep,
well,
sure.
John, we will have to call it quits there, but thank you so much for joining me again this morning.
All right, Jordan, great to talk to you, and I'll speak to you again next week.
Will do. That was John Letts, my horse racing expert on your Classic It's Breakfast.